Okay.
Hello, everyone. This is William Murray, the author of the series, The Road to Success, the host of this empowerment session. I'm the president of the Millionaire Mastermind Institute, which is a business institute for entrepreneurs and future entrepreneurs. It is here where we build millionaire mindset and businesses. And we give you the roadmap, the GPS system to building your business into that millionaire entity that you're working on. Tonight's show is going to be kind of interesting. So y'all sit back, relax, get your pencil and paper. It's a part of what I want you to have pencil and paper. Because you're going to need it tonight. So I'm going to give everybody a minute or so to get your pencil and your paper because I want you to make check marks and make notes. And we're going to discuss where this fits you as we go along because, you know, tonight, the name of tonight's show is But Not You. Let me go ahead and start my recording because I'm going to go ahead and start the show. I'm going to mute everyone out so I won't be getting any feedback. So after I do my little presentation, I'll unmute everyone. We'll have a Q&A. Hello. And the topic for this the session this evening is titled, But Not You. You know, most people think that it's not going to happen to them. They always think it's going to happen to someone else, but not you. You're going along, you see people get pulled over by the police on the side of the road for speeding or no turn signal, no headlight or no taillight or something, and you're always wondering what's going on, but it's never going to happen to you. We live in a but-not-you society. We look at it as truly but-not-you. I want you to take a pen and paper. And if I say something that pertains to you, I want you to put a check mark or a number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, et cetera, et cetera. And let's see how you do. I didn't know how I was going to do this, but as I started putting together this presentation, things just start coming into place. And like I told you, I'm so spiritually driven. Everything is done through spirit. And with this being but not you, which means it's going to happen to everybody in the world except you. You do what others have done, but they failed. But you think, but not you. I'm not going to fail at what I'm doing. But I'm going to do what they did, but I'm going to make it. But not you. You think you can eat this and that that's not good for you. But others, you know, everyone else gets high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sugar diabetes, they have heart problems, arthritis, or constantly sick with one ailment or another. They can eat that and get sick, but not you. There goes that, but not you. The power of those few words, but not you. Your mindset. You think that other people that smoke get cancer, but not you. What makes you think that you're an exception to the rule of rules, to existence, that we're wrong is wrong for everyone, but not you? You think that other people that don't exercise and are not healthy because they don't exercise, and you don't exercise, bad things happen to them, but not you. You think that being unhealthy well, let's say unhealthily, overweight from non-activity, and continuously sitting on your butt and doing no type of exercise. But not you. I want to put on your mind how you think that everything happens to everyone else on earth, but not you. You laugh. You know, you laugh at. Or you talk about those that don't study, don't learn, and they fail. But not you. Those that don't go to seminars or listen to webinars and don't understand why their business is struggling, but not you. What makes you think that you can do what they do and they fail? They're obese. They don't know how to run their business. They don't understand the concept of finances. They're going to fail, but not you. Those that have to buy the latest and the greatest this and that. I got to have this, or it's a new thing. I got to have that, it's a new thing. I got to have this, it's a new fashion. And they stay broke, but not you. For those who live from paycheck to paycheck and have nothing saved for the future and going to continue to live the lifestyle they desire, but not you. Now, as you know, I didn't say paycheck. I said paycheck to paycheck. That's because you're broke before you get paid. 2 or 3 days after you get paid, you're broke again. So that's not a paycheck. That's a paycheck because you constantly be poor. And you want to wonder why you have nothing accumulated later, but not you. What about those that have no emergency funds for that emergency moment that's going to happen to them, but not you? You often hear me tell you about Murphy's Law. You know, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. And the thing about Murphy is Murphy at all times is one of three places. He's either in your house right now, which is a problem. He either just left because you solved it, or he's coming down the street to knock on your door. Who is it? It's Murphy. It's a problem. He's in your house, he's just left, or he's coming down the street. That's going to happen to everybody, but not you. But not you. For that negative-minded person that always talks about other people, but not you. So you don't realize when your friend or your brother, your sister, or someone calls you and y'all gossip and talk for hours on top of hours, you're being negative-minded. And if you'll talk about me, someone else to me, then you talk about me to someone else. But not you. What about the person that won't take a look at themselves and see that there is a problem? Or that they are the problem. But not you. When's the last time you sit down and have a conversation with you? You're taking a great look at you and ask yourself this one question. Very, very vital question. I'm going to sit back and look at me and how I am and all my little idiosyncrasies and the things I do and the things I don't do. Being my boss, should I put me on probation or should I fire me? When is the last time you took a look at yourself to see if you would fire you? Those who fail from not doing that and struggle from not doing that, who don't understand the why me part of it, but not you. What about the person that won't take a look, that won't take a look and face the facts that they are the problem and the solution to it, but not you? Look at the person who has to save, who has to have that new car with that big note that makes them car rich but money poor, just to look prestigious. Or have to keep up with that proverbially Joneses, but not you. You have a car note that is astronomical. It's a lot larger than what you need to be, which makes you car rich but money poor. See, it's terrible when you're materialistically rich and you're money poor, and you sit and you look and you wonder why you don't have. And you look at the Joneses, you look at that big car, and you're struggling, and they're struggling, and you're laughing at them. But when you look in the mirror, it's but not me. Or the person who has that nice expensive car and lives and parks it at an apartment. You have something accumulating no equity. They have a new car, big note, but they're paying rent on someone else's property. And you laugh and say, how dumb is that? But not you. Or the person who has that nice, expensive car, or the person that lives above their means instead of below their means and save no money, but not you. See, when you live above your means, that means you're in debt. You're spending more money out than you're bringing in, and you never accumulate or have anything. You won't have the comfortness of life. You talk about people, you gossip about people, but not you. Look at you before you talk about someone else, but not you. Or are you the procrastinator who keeps saying, tomorrow, I'm going to do this tomorrow, 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 putting it off until tomorrow, that great procrastinator, not realizing that procrastination is the assassination of their destination on the road to success, but not you. Procrastination killed many a dream. Here's the thing about procrastination. The person who said tomorrow is already a day behind the person who started it today, but not you. Learn to look in the mirror and realize, really, that it is you. Or are you the person that is letting their past hold their future hostage? But not you. You got people out there so hung up in their past that they're letting it hold them from doing what needs to be done because it failed in the past or someone else couldn't do it. So you're not going to try today. Just like when you were a child, you didn't like vegetables. So today you're not eating them. So there goes your health. So you didn't like this and you didn't like that, so you're not going to eat it. There's your health. You're not exercising because you're not an athlete. And you wonder why you ache. Why they ache and they complain about all the time. When you say, how you doing? They say, my back aching, my knees hurt, I got arthritis, but not you. But not you. What about the person that's afraid to tell someone, I love you, but not you? People love to hear the people tell them, I love you. I do love you. Or it doesn't have to be a physical love. It can just be a spiritual love, or love of life, or the love of that person's gentleness, their kindness, that smile, but not you. You know, love may not make the world go round, but it sure makes life worth living, but not you. What about the person that's afraid to tell someone, I'm sorry? But not you. You got people out there who make mistakes, but won't admit to them. You talk about them. You try to avoid them. You don't enjoy being around them. All because they won't admit to their imperfections. But not you. When's the last time you admitted that you were sorry? Think about it. Because you're not perfect. Everyone on earth makes a mistake. And no one is perfect. But not you. What about the person that's afraid to ask someone, help me? But not you. No one is an Allen. No one can do anything all alone. I don't care what it is. You got a project you want to work on. So you will try to do it yourself. No one can do it as well as me. You have a business that's struggling, that's not growing, because you are the jack of all trades in your business. And you're mastering none, but not you. I said three things. One about the person who won't say, I love you, I'm sorry, or help me. The three hardest things for most people to say, but not you. Look in the mirror. Look deep in your soul and ask yourself the question, when is the last time I told someone I love them? Or was wrong and was person enough to admit and say I was sorry? Or had the nerve to ask someone to help me? Because you need the help. Everyone should do it, but not you. One thing I always say, I'm proud to tell someone I love you. No, let's put it this way. I'm not sorry that I love you. Then how can I help you? That's me. I'm not sorry that I love you. Then how can I help you? Because you got to realize when you give help, you get a little bit of it splashed on you. Think about it and stop thinking, but not me. Everything that you see that goes on in your life, don't think that it's going to happen to someone else, but not me. How many but not me were there that you checked, that you numbered that was you? There are many, many more but not you that you need to think about to make your life just the way it should be. Stop telling yourself it happened to everyone else, but not me. because if it didn't happen to you, you would be very well off. You would have everything on earth that you wanted, everything in life that you wanted, if it wasn't for the "but not me." When you look at the "but not me" and you see things happening to people, you got to think and realize, has that ever happened to me? Instead of me constantly saying, "but not me." The saying "two wrongs don't make a right" is defined by the "but not me." I'm so perfect that it happens to everybody, but not me. See, the only thing that's perfect is creation, because creation was created from action and reaction. So everything, even your thought patterns, centers on action and reaction. So stop thinking that what other people are going through and you're doing what they're doing, you can't constantly say, "but not me." Think about this. Now, this is very, very powerful. Now, think about what I'm going to say to you now. You're always saying, "but not me." You're always thinking, "it happens to them, but not me." It happens to someone else, but not me. Well, to someone else, you are that other person. When they say, "but not me," but that's someone else, to them, you are that someone else. You're that other person, but not me. Learn to do what is right, so that the "but not me," so that the "but not you" will only be positive in your life. See, there's as much as you, I say it, "but not you." You can turn around and say, just like it works, is you do what others have done and failed, but you think, "but not me." You can start thinking, "I've done what others have done and made the mistake." Now, the lesson I have to learn from that: if not you, then who? Would you rather that "but not me" to be your mother, your father, your brother, your uncle, your sister, your loved one, your very dear friend? Because when you say "but not me," but to the other person, you're talking about someone you love. If it doesn't happen to you, then who? What are you doing to avoid that "but not me" when it comes to your health and your diet and your exercises and your webinars and your seminars and your programs like The Road to Success that you're listening to? Think about that, because you are, to me, that other person. You know, I was told, and I had a conversation, we had a discussion. They said, "well, you know, you're doing these sessions and these calls and you're educating. You can't call anyone dumb or stupid." It's such a cruel word. So I'm just going to refer to those, "but not you," "but not you" people, as just not smart. Not call you dumb or stupid. Just say not smart. At that thing that you're doing, that makes no sense. When you know that what you're doing is going to be you. Do you think that you can do the not smart things, and the not smart things won't happen to you? Then you are beyond not smart. That's like you getting some poison and say, "I know this is poison, but I can drink it because it won't kill me." It happens to kill everybody else, but not me. You know, there's something I say that really makes a lot of sense and people seem to understand when I say it. It's like standing in front of a five-star restaurant with a pocket full of money and you're starving to death. But not me. You're going to starve to death standing in front of a five-star restaurant with a pocket full of money. That's not smart. So if you think you can do the not smart thing and the not smart thing won't happen to you, then you're beyond not smart. But, and this is a very big but, if you realize your but not you, if you realize your but not you, and you work on correcting them, I would say you're pretty smart. So that's why you got to look at you. I asked you, do you look at you? And see what you're doing. Once you realize them, that is you being smart. Enough to realize you're making mistakes that need to be corrected. You are making a mistake that needs to be corrected. That's being smart. Tell yourself, others may not want to do everything that is right and smart, but not you. There's your but not you. Others may not want to do everything that is right and smart, but not you. There's your but not you. I want you to keep working on you. Work on you. Every day, work on you. And you keep working on your road to success. I'm going to stop right there and take a pause for the calls. I'm going to open the lines when I come back. Because I'm going to bring on someone now. And then we're going to have a discussion. Off of the but not you. Miss G, are you there? Tell them what's going on this weekend. And why they should be there. And those who miss that are missing a blessing that God's giving you to help you build your life and your career and your business to everything that you wanted. Who should be there? But you. Those who, but not you, that's one time that it should be you. Miss G.
I'm here. Mic check. Can you hear me?
Very clearly.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight on this Tuesday evening empowerment session. We are the Millionaire Mastermind Institute, where we build millionaire mindsets and businesses. We'd like to invite you to our event this Saturday. It's titled The Roadmap to Business Success. It's going to be a 10-hour workshop of business education. Our educators are our one and only William Murray, Bruce Branch, Robert Gatewood, Arlene Spann, Trevor Ott, Shay Brown, and Glenn Garnes. The event will take place this Saturday, January the 9th, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. The location is 8101 Sandy Spring Road. That's Suite 290 in Laurel, Maryland, 20707. It's located behind 8103, which is the Laurel Municipal Center. Tickets can be purchased at www.mminstitute2eventbrite.com. Tickets are $49 per person, which includes a continental breakfast. For each ticket purchase, you can bring one teenager for free. Each additional teenager is 50% off. For questions or further information, you can contact us at 240-619-2019. or you can email us at mminstitute914@gmail.com. And remember, in order to grow, you must know. So come out and let us help you start or grow your business. Again, thank you for joining us for this Tuesday night empowerment session, and we look forward to seeing you this Saturday. Back to you, William Murray.
Thank you, Ms. G. You know, y'all don't realize what it's taking to put on this event for you at the price of $4.90 an hour. That's what it costs you. $4.90 an hour. 10 hours, $49. And if you bring a teenager for free, it just costs you $2.45 an hour. Why do I want you to bring a teenager for free? Because our children need to see and realize that there's more out there than being a professional athlete or a rap artist. Let them see other professional people. Let them learn what it is to build a business. You come and learn. Look, this is a workshop. Workshop. That means you're going to be putting your business plan together, your marketing plan, your branding plan. You can come and get your business trademark. You can get your tax ID number. You can get your Dun & Bradstreet. You can get the rules and regulations on and meet someone that can help you write your grant. You're going to learn about health and diet. You're going to learn the whole concept of business. You're going to learn about sales, how to get that sale, the little things you don't do that stop you from getting that big sale or growing your business, because we're all in sales. And you're going to learn that 2016 is the year of the entrepreneur, and you're going to learn about entrepreneurship in 2016. I'm going to teach you to talk about the thought and the action process that's going to take you to do that. But I got these other great speakers that are all in my world renowned. Trust me, usually it's going to cost you $1,500 after $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, and you get them for $49. If it's not you, then who? If not now, then when? This is a godsend, and I must say that. It is. And if you miss this opportunity, you just miss a blessing that God put in your life. I hope to see you there. Call me, 240-619-2019 if you have questions. Just give me a call. I'll talk to you. That room should be packed, sold out, wall to wall, and treetop tall for 10 hours of you putting together everything in your business for 2016 and beyond that you need. $49. Here's the thing I'm gonna say something, then I'm open to line. If you want to succeed and build your business, this is a necessity for you. It is very much a necessity for you. You will never again get something like this with this amount of brilliance in one room for 10 hours at the price that we're charging. I hope to see you there Saturday. It's going to be networking. You'll be testing me other business people. We have vendors there. We've made a purchase. So bring some little extra money to help the vendors. And you know, purchase from the vendors. Patronize them. Because the next show, you might be that vendor sitting there. Because it's open. If the vendors was open, it went so quick because so many vendors said, I got to be part of this. They see the value in it. You don't see no value in this? You're struggling? Don't know what you want to do next? Be there January 9th. 8101 Sandy Spring Road, 329 in Laurel, Marlin. All right, lines are open, y'all. Star 6. Press very slowly, Star 6. Let's have this big conference. No, I'm going to open up all the lines. Hold on. Let me open up all the lines. So all you got to do is just talk. I want to have a discussion, y'all. Okay. Everyone's unmuted. Someone talk to me.
Hello.
Yes. Who's speaking?
How are you? Hi, my name
is
Tiffany.
I'm sorry, who is it?
My name is Tiffany. Happy New Year.
Tiffany. How you doing, Tiffany?
Well, I'm even better now that I just heard you speak, and I'm feeling a lot better.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you very clear.
Okay.
Someone has noise in the background, though. Someone has noise in the background. If it's you, please mute your phone. If you're the one, whoever it is, if you have noise in the background, mute your phone for us, please.
Okay.
Okay, Tiffany.
Okay. So this is my first time taking a conference call like this, so I'm pretty new to it. And I'm definitely looking forward to starting a nonprofit organization. So, it's my first time, and I'm actually liking it. I think I may see you guys Saturday.
Well, we have someone there that's an expert on nonprofits. Glenn Barnes is there. He is, when you talk about nonprofit, he's the man.
Okay.
He's the man. So he's going to be there. And he's speaking Saturday. So you need to sit down and have a one-on-one with him.
Okay.
You need to have a one-on-one with him.
That's great. Well, I guess he will be busy for 10 hours.
Go on, do this though. Go online and order your ticket. Go to MM Institute, the number 2, .eventbrite. That's Brite.com. Are you writing it down?
No, I'm not writing it down, but I will have the information.
Okay. Because, like I said, I think we're going to sell out my Tyler Hope tickets at the door, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to.
No. I have someone else that's listening also, so
How did you find out about the call?
Actually, I talked to a friend.
I'm sorry?
And I actually was talking to a friend earlier today.
Okay.
And he basically gave me information and was chiming me in, so he was just telling me he was going to let me know so I can sit in and listen on what was going on.
Mr. Murray, yeah, okay. Like, I'm not the famous you talker. I mean, I don't understand this.
Yeah, is that you, Daryl?
Yes, sir. He's talking about some of our friends. It's the infamous beatbox.
You know, someone has a whole lot of noise in their background. Who is it that has that noise in their background? I know you can hear the noise. If it's you, please mute your phone. It's star 6. If it's you.
Yeah, somebody got a lot of stuff in the background.
Yeah, somebody got a lot of noise in the background. And I know you can hear it, whoever you are.
If you want a speakerphone,
you have to come off a speakerphone. We're getting all that feedback. If you're on a speakerphone, mute yourself out, please. *6. *6 if you're on a speakerphone.
I don't know.
It's still there, so whoever it is. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Daryl and Tiffany.
Okay.
No, I just have to speak up, like,
I didn't say random.
Hey, Timmy, you could have called his name. We're family here. We're all family. You could have called his name.
I'm new. I don't know if you put people names out there.
So, Cheryl, you're going to be there Saturday, am I correct?
I'm going to do my best to make it. I'm going to cover her. So when she goes, I'll cover her. I'll get with you and make her famous. That's no problem.
Hold on a second, man. I'm going to mute everybody out and open y'all two up. Well, this is too much. I'm going to mute everybody out and then come back to you two. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Whew. Oh, man.
It's not going to let me do it. Oh, okay.
Okay,
Tiffany and Daryl, now. You know it's one of
you
two.
Is that bad?
It's one of you two.
Huh?
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let me hold on. Maybe it's probably me. But I never get feedback. Okay, hold on.
I hope to see you there,
yes,
girl.
Hello? My phone is very low.
Okay. Go ahead, Tiffany. Everyone can hear you.
Yes, to me.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, no, that's basically what I was saying. I'm just new to this, and, of course, he invited me in, so
Looking forward to it, I guess.
Now, you know what you have to do, Tiffany?
Listen.
You have to pass the blessing that Daryl gave you for introducing this call onto someone else.
Not a problem.
I'm still waiting for a special guest again.
You doing what?
I said, I'm still waiting to be a special guest again.
We just had a discussion. I have a staff meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
And we're planning on having something where it's going to be live, it's going to be online, and it's going to be like a TV show.
Nice.
So we're putting that together right now as we speak. So we're going to have a Tuesday night call, and then probably Friday evening we'll have a hangout where it's going to be live.
Okay.
And on the hangout, we're going to be having guests.
As long as I got the comfortable chair, we're good to go.
you know, you're going to be one of them. Because we can do that also from you being at home on your laptop.
Okay, I'll be in the office. Ain't no problem.
Well, unless you just want to be in studio, because I do have a studio.
Why not? I just tried the radio thing, and I think I like it. So why not?
Okay, lines are open, y'all. Somebody talk to us. Lines are open. Let's have a conversation, but not you. How many of those fit you at the moment?
This is Mrs. G. I just wanted to add to Tiffany, tell Tiffany, Tiffany, we would love to see you this Saturday, but we'd really love if you'd bring a teenager with you for free on your ticket. We know that the teenager will find much value in this event as well as you will. So if you don't have a teenager, grab someone else's teenager and bring them with you.
I was just about to say that.
Now, see, Tiffany, you don't have a teenager?
No, I mean, I work with the youth, so it won't be hard to grab.
Okay, so I was going to tell you, see, if I wasn't the host, if I wasn't the president and speaking, you could have bought me for free as a teenager. But I'm already, you know.
Hey, look, I can get in for free if you bring your niece.
Oh, man. I will do that, though. I will. Snag somebody's child.
Yes. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you, Tiffany. Be sure to introduce yourself to me. I'll be the gray-haired guy.
Will do.
Lines are open, y'all. Talk to me. Let's have a discussion, y'all, but not you. Someone, one of these or two of these or ten of these has to pick somebody out there. Who out there had one of them, but not you? Don't be bashful. We're family. You're having a buddy-to-buddy conversation here.
Like we talked about before, people, they're scared of money. Can't be scared of money. Opportunities out there.
And, you know, we have one of the speakers on the line with us Tuesday. I don't know if she's in a position where she can speak, because she's always telling her she's not available to speak, but I see she's always listening in online. Mm. And she knows what I'm talking about. She can get in the position where she can speak. But this weekend is going to be, I'm telling y'all, it is going to be so enlightening this weekend. You are going to, if you walk out, the same person that you walked in with, I'm going to give you money back because you're hopeless. But all this information that we're going to disseminate, there is no way that you can't walk away with something.
No, I'm right.
Give me a mic check, baby.
Mama Murray.
It don't matter. Because my phone is telling me everybody's muted, and I know it's not. I'm working with the company now because I'm having more problems out of this system. But if you try to get in and speak and you can't speak, y'all, just hit star 6. Because this thing has got a brain of its own, and they're working on my system with this company. So if you're trying to speak and can't, then hit a star 6.
I'll link up with you because I have another company. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to add, Mr. Murray, about the event, that even if someone's considering attending but they're not able to make be there for the 10 hours, you will definitely find much value in whatever time you're able to be there, because it's going to be full of information and activities. So you will not sell yourself short if you only make a few hours of the event. That was how you put that out there, because that was definitely directed to me.
And everyone will get a chance, too, to meet my team. You know, the complete staff of the Millionaire Mastermind Institute. And we have a new member that just came on board this week. You'll get a chance to meet this young lady. As a matter of fact, hello, Kavon, how are you?
Hi.
This is a young lady who is a student at, where you go to college, Kavon?
Morgan State University.
And what year are you?
I'm a senior.
And she's a senior. Right. She's excited about this weekend, about coming on board the Millionaire Mastermind Institute. And y'all got to come and welcome this beautiful young lady.
Welcome.
Thank you. I look forward to meeting you guys this weekend.
Lines are open, y'all. Everybody, somebody talk to us. Oh, I see someone that I want to talk to. Y'all, excuse me, y'all. I gotta have a private conversation. Is that okay? Medina, how are you, Medina? William calling Medina.
I think it's a system. It's a system messed up every now and then.
Medina.
Yes, Medina. How are you?
Good evening. Fine, thank you.
You know what we're going to talk about, don't you, and I? That little conversation we had today online.
Yes.
Tell them what you did this weekend that you didn't think you'd be able to do.
I was actually after the guest speaker to fill in for someone who canceled, and I bravely accepted, and it was a large community meeting in Hartford, Connecticut. We had a lot of dignitaries come out, the mayor, the governor. We had principals of the Bogie schools, high school. We had a lot of community leaders come out, both Muslim and Christian leaders come out. The place was filled with approximately over 100 people there. It was standing around the room. I was very nervous, and I kept sitting there saying, I can do this. This is my road to success. I had not given a lecture and an exhibit like that in over 20 years. I just went into a seclusion 20 years ago, and I'm kind of shy, but I sat there. They called my name and said, now we're here from the guest speaker, Medina, guy it is. And I actually said, I can't do it. I can't. And they said, yes, you can. I said, I can't. I said, yes, I can. I'm on my road to success. I have a millionaire mindset, and I can do this. And I stood up, and I spoke, and I answered questions, and it was a huge success.
Congratulations.
I thank you and the team, and just being able to be part of a conversation and listening to your empowerment and listening to the other people and their testimonies and their inquiries encouraged me. I sit back and I listen, but I process it all. And this weekend, Saturday, I started the new year off on the right foot, and I thank you and your team so very much.
You know, Medina, something, and here's what I was trying to realize that she realized. Fear is the biggest liar in your life. Fear. So, see, you know, I couldn't get Medina to even talk online to us. Have I heard her stand in front of people and speak? That was a big thing. Because Medina, she's on every week, but you very seldom hear her say anything. And when I heard her get in front of people and speak, she realized how big a liar fear was.
Years ago, I gave an art exhibit and a lecture in Harlem. And after people were so overwhelmed with my lecture, they asked questions and it was over, and they wanted to touch me and shake my hand. And someone actually tore my dress. and I had a hard time maneuvering through the limousine to get out of New York. And I don't know if I became claustrophobic or what happened. It was a terrible experience, and that was over 20 years ago, and I have not spoken in public since then until last Saturday.
Well, Medina, you don't have to. I'll do it myself. I'm patting myself on the back.
I did.
But I'm so proud of you that you have no idea how proud I am of you.
Thank you. You did that.
And I'm proud of you for it.
And I thank Diane also because she's got the voice that empowers people. She's got that special voice. I can't talk like her. I can't be brave like that, but I like the empowerment that the whole team have. It's very encouraging. Very encouraging. I thank you all.
Well, there's going to be a day when I'm going to put you on stage with one of my events, so just hang in there, dear.
Yes.
Just hang in there. Lines are open, y'all. Talk to us. See, you're among friends. You're talking to your buddy, your good friend you want to call and talk to on the phone. That's all we are. There's no need to be nervous. Talk to us. It's 10 o'clock, y'all. We got a few more minutes. Because we're gonna close a little early this evening. Because I'm working on a project. Lines are open. Talk to us. If you're trying to talk and we can't hear you, hit a *6. Because it says that everybody's muted. But I haven't touched my computer, so everyone's... Give me a mic check, please.
Mr. Murray?
Yes.
This is Arlene Stan. How are you, sir?
Oh, my beautiful friend. How are you, darling?
I am well. I was listening in, and I said, okay, let me make sure that I'm someplace where I'm able to speak this to you and let people know, you know, what we're about to witness this coming Saturday is going to be a chance of a lifetime. I keep listening to you, Mr. Murray, and I stopped. And I started thinking about the events that I've gone to and the investments that I've made that's far more than what you are supplying on this weekend. This is going to be something that, it's priceless. I mean, we think $49, but, you know, and you said $4 and whatever the change was. But, you know, just to get some quick tips about different things, just to get what we're going to get, just to reap the benefits of everything that's going to transpire this weekend, I would encourage all of us to get there by any means necessary. If you got to come in on a plane, come on in. Catch the bus, catch a cab, ride with a friend, bring the young people in, because this is going to be something just for that little small investment that we're making. It's going to help us to understand, and in some instances, we're going to get things done. Mr. Murray told us we're going to have people to give us step-by-step how to do things this weekend. Think about this. Step by step, how to put your business plan together. Step by step, how to do, you know, things about health. So I would admonish us to come, bring a friend, bring a neighbor, bring anybody you can, but come, because Mr. Murray keeps saying we're not going to get things at this price in the future. So let's grab hold of it while we can now, and, you know, just reap the benefits, because the value that you're going to get this weekend far outweighs what you're
going to
invest back in.
You know, y'all just heard from one of the presenters, Ms. Arlene Spann, is going to talk to you about health and diet. Because, your health is your wealth. She's the speaker is going to talk to you about, I love this lady. You know, she never misses my event. She comes to every event. She tunes in every week to every call. She supports the Millionaire Mastermind Institute. She has a book. Her book is going to be to sell. And I'm saying, y'all, bring money. And the chance to go one-on-one with all these brilliant minds. It's just going to, I am so pumped up, y'all. I am so pumped up.
But you know, Mr. Murray, the big thing that I would like for all of us to understand is simply just people helping people. If we get that in our mind and understand that what you're doing is just simply bringing on people to help other people. And as they come, they need to understand as well that they're helpless too. So it's not so much about us just thinking, but it's about us understanding that this is a new year, and now is the time. If not now, when? So let's come on and let's learn what we can learn, so that just like Tiffany talked about the nonprofit, if that's something that you want to learn about, come, whatever that business is, and even if you don't even have the idea in mind yet, come, because who knows, you might get that spark just by being there around the people who are having that mastermind, that millionaire mastermind, might spark something in you, and that could be the start of your new business or whatever it is. Come if you're coming for nothing else than to just sing and put the faces together with the voices that you hear each and every week on this call. Back to you, Simone.
Thank you, darling. You know something, Arlene said something. Y'all, just come out. You're going to get something from it. And I'm not bragging, and I'm not going to brag, because I know this is a blessing from God. He's given me the ability to do this. You're going to get a chance to go one-on-one, and you're going to get a chance to sit down and talk with me. And I can help you. If you don't know what you want to do, what you want to be, that's what I do. That's my expertise, guiding you to your purpose. What is it that you want to do that you'll be so good at you do it for free? But you will be so good at it, people will pay you anyway. What's your passion? See, this is the year, 2016 is the year for entrepreneurs. This is the year for entrepreneurs. And it's early. I'm getting you to get everything you need so you hit the ground running. We got projects, y'all, we're going to do while we're there. You are going to work. This is called a workshop, not a sit-down and listen shop. You're going to be doing things towards your business. These are educators. They aren't speakers. They're educators. See, there's a difference between a speaker and an educator. The people I have for this event, all seven of us, are educators. The top in our field of expertise pertaining to business. And I'm not a salesperson, so y'all, I'm going to shut up and let y'all talk. Somebody talk to me. And for me, yes, go ahead.
Yes, I want to say, one time you spoke about turning a negative into a positive.
Yes.
And I had an opportunity to do that Saturday. They unexpectedly asked me to stand and open up the form with a prayer. So I'm like, what? They said, we want you to open up with a prayer. When I got to the microphone, I couldn't even hold the microphone. It was slipped through my hands. I was sweating. It fell. So I had to pick it up and hold it for me. I lost English, left my mind. I said the entire prayer in Arabic and didn't even know I was speaking Arabic. I spoke it in Arabic. And when I finished, I translated it. The English came back to me. Then I translated it into English. And when I looked at the audience, they were completely mesmerized. And I said to myself, this is what I did. I took a negative and turned it into a positive, and I got their undivided attention. And then I went into my lecture. And I want to thank you so much. I don't speak often, but when I can, I do really so. But the lectures I hear here, they're very inspiring, and I do process them. I do process them. And I thank you so very much.
Yeah, I thank you, because you're letting me know that what I'm doing is not in vain.
No.
That there are people getting something from what I'm teaching.
Mr. Murray, I said the whole prayer in Arabic. I couldn't think of any English words. It just said the whole prayer in a foreign language. And then it came to me, didn't you speak in Arabic? Oh, then I had translated into English. I just took that negative and turned it into a positive. Negative was, they didn't understand what I was saying. They don't speak Arabic. What am I doing? I made a mistake. And then I corrected, I rectified it right away, translated into English, and then pursued into the lecture.
Your spirit always knows what it's doing. Just trust your spirit. That's all. Just always trust your spirit.
Yes.
Your spirit knows. Lines are open, y'all. Somebody talk to me. We want to have a conversation, y'all. Come on now, talk to me. Well, I'm going to talk with Vivine. How are you, Vivine?
I'm all right, thank
talking to you?
Yes. This young lady here is coming to the event Saturday, all the way from Florida. Now, what she should do when she comes is bring some of that sunshine and heat with her. So it's a little chilly up here, baby. It's a little chilly. She's coming from Florida.
It's 46 degrees here today.
How many degrees? 46?
Yes.
Well, we wish we would have got 46 here today. It didn't even get 46 today. It didn't even come out of the 30s. This is the coldest day we've had all winter. This morning, I took my grandson to work at 6:30. I dropped him off at the subway at 6:30. It was 17 degrees.
Wow.
And he said it felt like 4. It was cold.
My goodness.
But Saturday's supposed to be up around 50.
My goodness. He's waving.
Yeah. But if this lady sees all this value in this, and she's coming from Florida, what is stopping you? I've got another family, a big family coming from Carolina. I've got a couple people coming from New York. I got some coming from Delaware, from Pennsylvania. Then why not you? I'm excited. I wish tomorrow was Saturday. I mean, you know, they never rush their life away, but I'm ready for Saturday. I am so ready. Talk to somebody before we close up. It's 10:11. We got 4 minutes. Talk to me. Anybody out there want to speak?
Mr. Murray?
Yes.
I did want to comment on something you said during your presentation, but not me. And one thing that I really liked is when you spoke about procrastination. You know, I always love your famous quote, procrastination is an assassination on your road to success. I always love that quote. But then you followed it up and you said, those who procrastinate, if you say, I'll do it tomorrow, you're already one day behind that person who started today. So I want to be that person who starts today and leave all the rest, the procrastinators, behind. I think that was a very, very powerful statement, and I actually wrote that down to stick with me.
You know, the saying that everyone's heard, good things come to those who wait, but only was left over by those who hustle.
So what I'll do is I'll hustle and I'll leave some clues on my road to success for those who procrastinate to pick up as they come behind me.
There you go. They only will get what you leave, though, baby. They only will get what you leave.
I like that.
You know, sometimes, you know, I amaze myself. And you know what's amazing to me about me? I'm going to talk about me. Oh, wait till y'all hear my presentation. But I'm opening up Saturday. I mean, Miss G is the host, y'all. By the way, Miss G is going to be she's the MC for the event. And I put together a special presentation to open up just for y'all. So I'll be there by 10 o'clock because we all got y'all at 10 o'clock. We ain't waiting on you at 10 o'clock. If everything is set up and it should be, she's walking on stage at 10 o'clock. What you miss, you miss. And you should never be late for an event. Because to be honest with you, this is an interview for you. This is an interview because you got people that's going to want to talk to you. And if you get there at 9:30, look how many networks you can do by 10 o'clock. But you can be eating. I got juice. I got fruit. I'm going to have bagels and whatever else my wife and I are getting when we go to the store. Water, coffee, you know, it's going to be there for you. But come and get there early enough. Get there early enough where you can network with people. And you better get there early if you want a good seat. That's what I'm saying. If you want a good seat, you better get there early. Talk to me, somebody. Talk to me. Okay, 10:14. All right, y'all.
I just want to add one more thing, Mr. Murray.
Add on, baby. Add on.
To to those of you who are business owners, we'd advise you to bring some business cards, because not only is it a workshop and an informational event, it's also a networking opportunity. So make sure you bring your business cards, because there's a lot of networking that occurs during the event, during your break time, your lunch time. All throughout the day, you'll be able to network with others. Back to you, Mr. Murray.
Now, we're going to try, I'm not going to promise you this, we're going to try to stream it for those who can't make it. But see, those that are there, we got a gift of presents for you. You get a chance to get stuff that those who aren't there can't get. And we're going to give you special offers that those aren't there can't get. Me and two other speakers have worked out a very special deal. So you want to be there. It's 10:15. Anyone else have anything they want to say before I close shop? Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening. I'm going to start having guests too, y'all, because it's been a minute since I had a guest. So I'm going to start having guests, educators, to come on and start speaking and teaching. But as you know, what I tell you, this Millionaire Mastermind Institute is not an I thing. It's a we thing, baby. It is a we thing. And as my theme song says, we're a winner. We are a winner. Like the song says, we're moving on up. I told you, it's a we thing, baby. It is a we thing. Without you, there would be no Millionaire Mastermind Institute. There would be no Tuesday night conference call. As I always tell you, and understand this and think about this, if you push me, I'll pull you. If you pull me, I'll push you. It's not going to matter whether I'm pushing or I'm pulling. We're all going to get there together. Until Saturday, but you know, Friday evening, we might have a meet and greet there at the place. I'm trying to decide now, can I get enough? If people come in town and they're going to stay in the hotel, we are going to have a meet and greet, because y'all won't have anything to do that evening. So I'm going to say, let's have a meet and greet. So we're working on it. You'll know, because I'll send out a text on it. But I'm pushing and you're pulling, or I'm pulling and you're pushing. We're going to get there. Until Saturday, definitely. God bless you. And keep working on your road to success. Good night, and God bless.
And just a reminder that there is no longer a Thursday night conference call. We'll have only the Tuesday night conference call and possibly a Friday night Google Hangout.
Yes,
we'll
let you
know.
You'll be getting texts from me. You'll be getting texts to let you know what's going on. So until Saturday, everyone, God bless. And keep working on your road to success. Good night.
Have a blessed night on purpose. Good night, everyone.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Call me, girl.
You went hard today.
Was that you, Mr. Murray?
No, somebody else had background.